With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine says a large Russian drone and missile attack targeting the eastern city of Kharkiv overnight, killing at least four people, wounding at least 21 more. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia struck with 215 missiles and drones. Ukrainian air defenses shot down and neutralized 94 of them. Former Missouri GOP senator and defense expert Jim Talent says the drone attack on Ukraine adds further embarrassment to Russia.
Russia has been exposed in many ways, or the Russian military has been exposed as a paper tiger. They can't defeat the little country on their border, lose a million men, can't conduct maneuver warfare.
Talent says the Russian military has proven to be a paper tiger after losing a million soldiers in 3 years.
And so far they've gained territory about the size of Rhode Island. So, you know, maybe Putin wants to reconsider President Trump's offer to come to the table with a ceasefire.
It is something that just recently was absolutely unthinkable.
A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. U.S. Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the final proposal that had been hung up on roster limits. The sweeping terms of the so-called House settlement include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year, and $2.7 billion to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Seattle man has been charged with a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent current and former football and baseball stars. This is SRN News. Southern Poverty Law Center is at it again.
The historic civil rights organization has released its annual list of hate groups, and once again it has selected several mainstream evangelical Christian ministries because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Focus on the Family has been placed on the SPLC's Hate Watch Extremist Rundown, along with the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom and Moms for Liberty, which fights transgenderism in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but festivities will be muted as a growing number of corporations refusing to fund events under pressure from very unhappy customers. San Francisco Pride facing a $200,000 budget gap after a number of donors dropped out. President Trump encouraging America's business community to stop promoting the LGBT agenda, especially to kids. This is SRN News. A team of scientists driving into severe storms in order to study hail. Here's John Scott with that story.
It's one of the nation's costliest but least appreciated weather dangers. Hail is rarely deadly, but it causes about $10 billion in damage each year. To understand the weather phenomenon better, scientists from several universities are observing storms from the inside and seeing how the hail forms. The study is called Project Ice Chip. It has already collected and dissected hail the size of small cantaloupes. John Scott reporting.
Canadian wildfires forcing another 1,000 people to flee their homes in Snow Lake, Manitoba, which is under a state of emergency. Fires already forced out all 5,000 residents of a nearby city, Flin Flon, and 1,000 more in surrounding cottages. When the Snow Lake evacuees are added in, Manitoba has 19,000 people displaced. More details at srnnews.com.